Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hello, and welcome to part 2 of season 8, episode 6, Poker Face.
Poker Face!
By one and only Lady Gaga. Sorry.
Poker? I barely know her.
This is part 2. Make sure you go listen to part 1. This is here when you're ready. We are going to start this part with everybody's favorite segment, Living in Chondaland.
Living in Chondaland!
There are people this time. There are 3 people.
Oh, amazing. I refused to give anything else away on that one until I knew for sure. How many?
Still 3.
Oh, I thought you said there's people. Sorry.
There's
I didn't hear you
3
say
people.
Chandler's boss.
Yes.
Okay. Feel good with that one. Brain tumor mommy.
Yes.
Ooh, can I do it? Can I do it?
I don't think.
And heart guy.
Nope.
Damn it. Is it brain tumor daddy?
Nope.
Is it Tyler?
No.
Is it the wife?
Nope.
Is it the lady who Meredith delivers the baby?
Yeah, the lady at the very beginning that Meredith delivers the 20-pound baby
Okay,
for.
Great. Amazing.
Okay, so Joelle
Ripped
Carter
off.
Plays Mary, which is the brain tumor mom. She was in 4 episodes of Scandal. Sam McMurray plays Gus, the dad asshole, who is Chandler Bing's boss, and he's in 4 episodes of Scandal, different episodes. And then Sharon Murthu plays Fran, and she's in 2 episodes of Scandal, and none of those episodes are the same. I looked them all up, and they're all different episodes.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
So, right before we started this, and as always, Kelsey, shout out. Great job. Thank you for doing this. This is, I know how labor intensive this part of our segment is, or our show is. She had just said that she loves Christmas music. So right now I'm in a phase where Marlo, I also love Christmas music. Marlo also, the other day, we were driving home, and she asked me to play Christmas music. So I said, okay.
Woo. Hell yeah.
Finally, I don't need to listen to Vampirina and Bluey constantly.
Hey, those Bluey soundtracks fucking slap.
Honestly, they're just okay. Have you listened to the
You're
Vampirina
wrong.
Soundtracks?
Yes, but you don't like Bluey because it's all instrumental and you're a fucking psychopath.
Right, because instrumental music is boring.
Good.
Is it Keepy Uppy?
It's Keepy Uppy.
I do love that.
She will actually ask for that song by name. She's like, I want the Keepy Uppy song. And I was like, okay, I know what that one is.
The one from Fruit Bat is one of my favorites. Da, 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 da,
oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
Da, 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 da. That's that one. I fucking love that one. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, that one's good. So, anyways, we got through the first two songs of the Christmas playlist, and I don't remember what the first one was, but the second one was All I Want for Christmas Is You, obviously Christmas. The third one was Let It Snow, and Marlo said, this is not Christmas music, Daddy. And I said, okay. So I skipped it. And it was like Santa Claus is coming to town or something like that. And she said, Daddy, I want Christmas music. And then by the third skip, it was Burl Ives' Holly Jolly Christmas. And she said, Daddy, I don't know what words you fucking need me to say, but I want fucking Christmas music. And I'm like, okay, well, first off, Marlo, stop swearing at me. But I'm like, no, Marlo, Holly Jolly Christmas is a great song, and I'm singing to it, and Burl Ives is the man, so I am not skipping this song. And she said, well, then turn it all off. And I said, okay, fine. So I turned it all off. And then 5 minutes later, she goes,
I'm confused as to why you didn't use this opportunity to explain to her that literally all of those things are, in fact, Christmas music.
I did. I said, Marlo, these are Christmas songs. And she said, no, they're not. And I said, they're using the word Christmas in them, Marlo. They are Christmas. And she was adamant that they're not Christmas music. She just kept saying, no, they're not. Skip it. So I skipped it. And then when I got to Holly Jolly Christmas, I said, I refuse. And that's when she said to turn it off. And 5 minutes of silence, she said, I want to listen to Ariel. And I said, okay, whatever.
I just feel like you gave a little too much and none of it was educational.
It was educational. She was not in the spirit to receive the education. And that's not my fault.
You know,
she wasn't in the Christmas spirit. Anyways.
That's a time when you would say, can you tell me why you think this is not Christmas music? Because I feel she will tell you. I do feel like she'll tell you.
I'll ask her again. If we get to that situation again, I'm going to start with Holly Jolly Christmas and see what happens.
See if it's Christmas music that day?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about Chuck.
Chuck's funny. As someone who has grandparents who used to live in the villages, Chuck feels very relatable to me. Like, I just, like, saw so many of him, so many of that man, when my grandparents lived in Florida.
In West Palm Beach, in the village, that's where the villages were?
No, the villages were, like, relatively close to Orlando, but I don't think they're in West Palm. They're not really on a beach.
Oh, okay. I thought that, like, your grandparents lived in the exact same place that he was at.
I am. Why did he go there if he's from West Palm Beach?
I don't know why, but he said something about when he's like, oh, a scar's not that big deal. And he said, you've never been to West Palm Beach. And then when he says only
maybe he doesn't live there, he probably just goes there.
I was annoyed with him when he said only fatties wear rash guards. And I was like, bro, just calm down. We don't need to be
body shaming
anyone. All right. All right. Start us off with Chuck. Chuck E. Cheese here.
Chuck is the... Oh, my. I've just opened something on my computer. Sorry, I'm trying
was
to
was it BDSM?
No, it was coding.
Is that code for BDSM?
Palm Beach... Which is Palm Beach is in, no, Palm
also
Springs
Florida.
Is California.
Yeah, yeah.
Palm Beach is Florida. I get them confused. Chuck is there. He came into the ER because he's having heart issues. And they're like, cool, we have to do heart surgery. And he's like, no, I'm so vain. I don't want a scar.
Not my beautiful chest.
And then he's like, how old do you think I am? And Alex is like, you're 80, because it's in your chart. And I'm a doctor. And he's like, yeah, but I look younger. And I got to be getting those bitches. So you can't be giving me a scar.
Because then I won't get bitches.
because then I won't be getting them bitches. And so Alex is, again, in a similar spot as Christina, where he's, like, very nervous about getting more bad outcomes. He's already at 5. And so he's, like, making choices based on that. And so he doesn't want to do anything risky with this old man. And so the guy's like, why don't you go find out what else you can do for me? And so he comes back with a different option, but it's not the tabby. And then Chuck asks for the tabby. And also he shows a picture and they're like, what? Alex goes, what is that? And he goes, it's my friend's groin, sir. Why do you have this picture on your phone? Why did your friend take that picture? Why did he send it to you? And why did you then show it to doctors?
Also, this is 2011. Sending dick pics was really hard to do back then.
Like, that was a lot of choices were made. So Chuck wants a tabby, so they would, like, I guess, like, stick a catheter up the groin to somehow fix the heart situation. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Although I've watched a lot of Grey's Anatomy, so I am expecting my attorney general nomination, my surgeon general nomination any day now.
Yeah.
Mainly from hosting this podcast. Those are my qualifications.
No one wants the attorney general position right now. You have to be a sex offender to get that.
Someone already got it. Pam got it.
Ugh.
Pam. I mean,
not even the good Pam.
They still have to technically approve it, but. Anyways, so he has the groin picture. So fucking weird. So Alex is like, I'll do research and then I'll let you know. And then, he does the research and he says, I will not do a tabby for you. And then Chuck's like, I thought you had some fucking balls, bitch. And Alex is like, is this worth dying over? Like, is this scar on your chest worth dying for? And apparently Chuck feels that it is. And then Teddy takes him and she's like, I'm going to do the tabby because I actually think you're wrong. I actually think he's a pretty good, like, he's in good health. He's a healthy person. So I think probably it's fine.
Yeah. When she turns around and takes the surgery and he's like, yo, dude, I'm sorry. I gave you the chance. I said, do you got stones? And you said, no. And she turned around and said, I got stones. And I said, bet. Do my surgery. Take my money. Take my West Palm Beach having ass money.
It's not West Palm Beach. It's just Palm Beach.
No. West Palm Beach is the money part. I think he actually does say.
I literally just looked it up. He said Palm Beach.
But there's the West is the rich one. The West Palm Beach.
He doesn't say West. Regardless of where the money is, he did not say the words West Palm Beach. He said, you've never been to Palm Beach. Via the transcript at which I am looking.
Okay.
Okay, good talk. All right, anyways, I did like when Teddy said the only thing
Palm
worse
Beach
than a bad
surgeon.
Palm Beach
is the island. West Palm Beach is the city. I just did a quick lookup.
I believe you. And I don't know which one that man was at. But then he body shamed people.
I needed to know for myself.
There are beaches at both.
The whole Palm is a beach.
Is West Palm Beach an island off of Florida?
It's in Florida, yeah.
Okay. But Palm Beach is not on the island. Palm Beach is on the wiener of Florida.
No. Palm Beach is the island. West Palm Beach is the city across the bridge on the island, yes.
So they're both on the island?
West Palm Beach.
We're learning so much today.
Here you go. This is from the Google. Think of West Palm Beach as the mainland, and just across the bridge is the island of Palm Beach. So now that we've established that Palm Beach is the island and West Palm Beach is the city across the bridge, then there's a dot, 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 and I need to click the link. What's the difference? Short answer, billionaires. Palm Beach Island is home to 32 billionaires. Yep.
We do love the billionaires. We hate the billionaires.
Yep.
Interesting that that's... I
apologize
like,
when he said...
Give me a map.
When he said Palm Beach, I just immediately, my brain went to West Palm Beach. But even in my notes, it does say Palm Beach.
This is where I'm confused, because now I'm looking at a map of Florida and West Palm Beach is in fact on the east coast of Florida.
Yeah.
But I guess it's to the west of the island. This Palm, is yeah. so irrelevant to Grey's Anatomy.
It's like New York City.
Is and it? I don't know that anything in Florida is like New York City.
No, no, it's not. I've been to Palm Beach. No, just... I lied. I've been to West Palm Beach. I've never been to the billionaire side of the beach.
Oh my God. Why did you go to West Palm?
Back when I worked at a previous electric vehicle company, to be unnamed.
Oh. That guy was in the news. What? Just show me the map. I don't want to visit Florida.com. Just, like, let me look at the map bigger.
Also, I was at a wedding in West Palm Beach.
Whose?
A cousin of mine who already is divorced from that person who they married.
Wasn't that very recent?
Yeah, that was
that
literally.
That was when Emily's wedding was, right?
Yeah, that was, yeah, what, last year? Like,
just hit a year in October. Yeah,
they're already. Did I not tell you about this?
No.
They weren't. They had broken up before the wedding, and then everyone was there, and they still had the wedding.
No way.
And then she took all the cash from the wedding and had a boob job done.
Oh my God.
Now pregnant with another man's child.
That is insane tea. Oh my God.
I thought I told you this.
No, I fucking live
for
this. I swear,
if there was a gun to my head, I'm like one person in the world outside of Jessica who you've told. Kelsey would have been the first person on that list.
No, but my reaction, I think, proves that I had not previously heard that information. That is like, that is the shit that I fucking live for. Like, those people are so far removed from me. Like, if that was happening with anyone in my actual life, I would fucking hate it. I would be like, I can't believe this. This is insane. But because those people are removed enough for me to just hear this story, that's bonkers. So now it's
so
Jessica, Kelsey, and all the podcast listeners.
Well, what's crazy about it is, so I follow her on Instagram. And she had posted a picture cheek to cheek of a guy who is not her husband. And I text my cousin and I'm like,
The husband, what's your cousin?
No. No, my cousin is their cousin. This is a second cousin.
I see.
So I text and I'm like, this isn't this person's husband. And he goes, I have been waiting for you to find out because no one is talking about it. And I was sworn to not spread the secret. But now that you found out, let me tell you what happened.
I cannot believe they were already broken up and they just did it. That's incredible.
Like, literally, they did the kiss, the first dance, and they didn't tell the family until afterwards.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
I do say all the time, I'm like, why would you leave someone at the altar, just go through with it, and then break up after? But that's different because they were already broken up before.
Yeah.
Did I tell the story about when we had our team meeting and we were all like sharing crazy stories from weddings?
No.
And one of our photographers, when he lived in New York and worked a wedding, he was shooting a 600 person wedding at the Plaza. And the day before, the groom called it off. And so both parents were just like, everyone come and just eat this dinner. Just keep your presents. And we won't do the ceremony part, but just come eat this food because it's paid for.
a 600 person wedding.
Which, like, to me says, like, I'm not surprised that that fell apart.
Yeah. Also, that's about 400 people too many.
That's about probably close to 500 people too many.
I actually think our wedding, we invited 280 people and 250 or so came.
You had 250 at your wedding? Are you sure?
Yeah. Because originally the conversation was, we can do 100 people. And then it became, we could keep this list to 150. And then it became 200 for sure. And then all of a sudden, 280 people got an invite to our wedding, I think. Something like that.
I think we invited 175 and 150 came. And like less than 40 of those people weren't related to us. The majority of them were family.
Yeah, the majority. There was a whole side of my family that wasn't even invited to the wedding.
That's crazy. That's too many people.
It is. But it was all friends, mostly friends.
Yeah, it was a lot of friends. Anyways, all right.
Grey's Anatomy!
Now that you sidetracked me with your family drama, the fun
I didn't know. I didn't know you didn't know.
Your family drama is normally just makes me mad at people in your family, but this one didn't.
I'm glad I could help.
So, okay, what were we talking about? Oh, Chuck and West Palm Beach. Anyways, Chuck's going to Palm Beach to try and pick up rich old ladies, I guess, and not wear a rash guard.
I bet he's also not wearing a condom either.
Well, probably not. That's why the elderly community is so rampant with STDs. Okay, so yeah, Teddy pulls Alex off the surgery and he's like, and she says the only thing worse than a bad surgeon is a scared one. And she's like, you're being like, this is bad. You're doing a bad job. So, then Alex is mad.
But he doesn't do the surgery because he's a scared little baby boy.
Yeah, because she's like, I'm doing it. This is not your patient anymore.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, that's kind of the end of things for Chuck. Is there anything else you had for Chuck? We can talk about Alex being a raging dick to April.
Yeah, let's talk about that. April does not deserve all the hate that she got.
Is April annoying? Alex. Yes. Do you need to look her in the face and tell her that? No.
Yeah, I this one starts out with, so she's just asking Alex to cover the ER and he's just like a straight up
just
dick
like
to her.
Sounds like part of his job, kinda. You know what I mean? Like sounds like part of his job description that he needs to cover the ER sometimes.
And, you know, she's not even being unreasonable. She does snap a little bit, which is, like, makes sense with all of the crap that he puts her through. But she's like, can you just be a person for a second? And he's like, no. No, I can't be a person for a second because you
no,
suck.
No, I can
and
be
you have
a
an
bigger
annoying
dick.
Voice. Yeah. And you're so stupid and you're bad at your job and no one respects you and you're garbage, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, dang, bro. Like, what? That's mean.
Yeah, it's like kind of comes out of nowhere there, buddy. Sorry, you have shitty outcomes. Not anybody else's fault. Also worth mentioning, April is the one on Bailey's trial because everyone else told Bailey no.
And Meredith will never get asked, apparently.
But yes. We're really... That's a hill she's willing to die on. So then... Yeah, he's just so unnecessarily mean to her.
Yeah. Also, sidebar with the trial, it's turned out that like 22% of the mice are reverting back to having diabetes even after having the device implanted.
Yeah, but they don't know why. But Weber's like not butting out of it, so he's like trying to lurk and find out, and Bailey's trying to hide things from him. So then Richard and Meredith get all like cahootsy with each other and steal mice. It is funny that April changes her voice. and it makes people do what she's asking. Probably not because she's changed her voice, but because it makes them uncomfortable. She sounds like a deranged person.
I am your chief resident, Dr. Gray.
Also, the scene when they're like all in April's office was kind of reminiscent of like the old cafeteria type scenes, and I liked that.
You mean when Christina was giving the one mouse a donut?
Yeah, and Alex is like on the couch, and April comes in, and Meredith is doing no, because Meredith was there too. But yeah, it was just they were all coming in and out, and it was very reminiscent of when they used to all sit together and eat, and it was funny. And Meredith's like, I found her secret snack drawer.
Yeah, I think the scene you're talking about is when they so like they're roasting April, and then she basically threatens her with, like, you will get every exploding bowel until the day that I die. And then Meredith's like, okay, all right, I'll do what you say. And
settle down.
Right when she leaves, she's like, it's because I changed my voice. And they're both like, just go away before you embarrass yourself. Like, you did
but
it.
But I think
we
there's
gotcha.
One where Alex is also in there. That's what I'm talking about.
Because
Christina's like, do you want some of these peanuts that I just stole from April?
I think.
Because he's like,
oh, yeah,
your,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
That guy paralyzed yet.
Yes, yes. So Meredith and Alex go into April's snack drawer, and when Meredith is holding the mouse, and Alex is like, what, did you ditch OB to be a vet?
Oh, yeah. And she's, talking about being on the trial. April comes back in, and it's like, fucking, what are you doing in my office? And that's when Alex is still mean, because he's like, he does one of those. And then Alex like reads the sext over Christina's shoulder, and he's like, that's hot. And Lexi's there like, make Derek be nice to me. So... yeah.
A theme in this episode is Meredith is telling Lexi, I'm not going to do your job for you. I can't give you all the answers.
But, like, why is Derek being this way? I hate it when people are like, I'm going to have expectations. I will not share them with you, but I will punish you if you don't read my mind and meet them. That's annoying. Yeah. Also, it's a teaching hospital. He should be teaching her.
Yeah. Damn it. I like that there's one scene where Meredith asks, and she's like pushing Christina to actually talk to Owen.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you guys just having sex or are you talking yet? And that's so Christina hits her with the, it's not just sex. It's so hot, it's dirty, stand on my head sex. Nice.
Do you really stand on your head? Just like, I'm very talented.
It's too funny. I don't like that she's like, stop wasting your fifth year with babies. Like, calm down, Christina.
Yeah. There, again, I think my confusion is more like, I'm like, are you still a surgery resident? Like, that's really my only question. Is like,
also,
what is the ultimate path?
We should really be yelling at Derek, because why is her husband dictating her dreams to her? She just wants to operate on the medulla oblongata and the gray matter.
The occipital. Yeah, whatever. Derek can't separate any of his own emotions from anything, so... Meredith will just sacrifice her career instead. You know.
As one does in the patriarchy, apparently.
So true.
You know what I'm really looking forward to? The day we have a woman president.
I was like, the election of 2028. because Donald Trump won't be running.
Ugh, maybe.
I mean, he can't. He can't run again. He can probably try to, like, get rid of elections, and I would assume fail. Or I would at least hope fail. But it's in the Constitution that he cannot run again. I don't think he has enough votes to abolish elections. I'll say that at least.
Well, it's fair. You don't have the votes. Yo!
That was lit as hell.
That was wild. We should go see Hamilton.
It's coming here again this year.
It's already here. It never leaves.
That's true. Okay. So, Derek. Yeah, whatever. Derek sucks. Derek's grumpy because his cases are all boring. And so Meredith's like, oh, I can make him ungrumpy by giving him this case. Because this woman comes in to birth a child. And she's like, hey, husband, stop filming me. And he's like, no, I want to film you giving birth. And she's like, well, I have a brain tumor, so you can't do that. And then everyone in the room is like, wait, you have a brain tumor? And the nurses are like, yeah, no one told us she has a brain tumor. I'm like, I feel like that is important. It feels like we could have mentioned it.
Yes.
So they find out she has a butterfly tumor. So it's like on both sides of the brain.
And it's pretty. And it used to be a caterpillar.
And it's smart. Allegedly. So they've seen a bunch of specialists and they all say it's inoperable and they had a baby and they're like, she's going to have like 6 months with their baby and then she's going to die. And it's very sad. So Lexi tries to get Derek to take the case and Derek's like, why are you looking at me? You worthless piece of garbage. And then Meredith's like,
because
no, you
I
have
need
to show
you to
him
find
the tumor.
Some stupid ass article. Yeah.
That I can't find myself because I'm incapable of using the internet, I guess. So then Meredith's like, you have to show him the tumor. He's a tumor junkie. He has to see it. So Lexi shows him the tumor and he immediately is like, ooh, what a pretty fucking tumor. This tumor turns me on. So then he goes to meet with him. He's like, let's just get a new set of scans and like see what the current state of the tumor is. So they do. The mom is like immediately very, she's like, oh my God, like you can save me. That's amazing. Like I am all in. And the dad's no, you shouldn't do that.
The craziest thing about the tumor scan that they do is when they do it, Derek is like, you'll never guess what I saw. A word
a
from
tumor.
Our regional sponsors. Oh. That too.
The tumor of capitalism.
The tumor of capitalism. We'll be right back.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free. Select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
And like a butterfly, we are back. We've floated back.
She's a butterfly.
When he's looking at it, he's like, you'll never guess. Like, it's smooth, which means good things. I can cut it out.
Like, really easy, because it's not, like, poking. It's not jagging all into your brain. It's, like, got smooth edges. So, again, yeah, the dad's, like, super against it. He's like, no, like, because she needs to have this time with you before you die. Like, I don't want you to die right now, which I understand where he's coming from, but I do think he's wrong. Obviously, she's like, wouldn't it be nice if I could just, like, live for so much longer?
Correct.
And so then Meredith, like, goes to talk to the husband and is like, you should trust that this is the right choice. And that, like, Derek's going to do a good job and your wife will then, like, get to live longer. And so they do it. And the scene where they, like, take her away is very, very sad.
That is, I was so, like, I didn't cry, but I was like, man, imagine going into a surgery and saying, that's what I think is lost because we see it so often in TV shows, is that's the ultimate gamble. You're trading in 6 months guaranteed for behind door number two, which is either death or an entire lifetime.
Yeah.
It's double or nothing, quadruple, it's infinite or nothing behind door number two. And I think that's lost on a lot of TV shows.
Did you think she was going to die?
When Derek walked out of the surgery and it was like melancholy music and he didn't look happy, I was like, damn. Here's why. I thought this was going to be a mechanism for Derek to find out that Meredith pushed Lexi to do the surgery. And he was going to say, like, you killed this woman.
Now
I can't be in a relationship with you anymore. And that was going to be the catalyst for their divorce. But when it's the misdirect and he walks up to the man and he's like, got some bad news. You're still married.
I did notice that was like a one shot. Like the camera follows him into the elevator, stays with him, and then follows him as he walks all the way to the dad, which is not normal in Grey. Like, we don't get a lot of single shots like that in Grey's. So I did take notice of that. So I was like, oh, that's an interesting choice that Kevin McKidd made as a director. Like, I didn't dislike it. I just, like,
it was
think
good,
it's a
I
very
thought.
Different cinematography type than what the show usually deals with.
When the dad says, you got a mommy, Emma.
I know,
I was like,
so
oh,
sweet.
Man.
He was like, you have a mom. I was like, oh, bless him. Bless Emma. So, yeah, it was nice that no one died again in this episode. I mean, I assume Chuck didn't die. I guess we don't know that Chuck didn't die, but I assume he didn't.
His penis exploded, but he's fine.
Right in the groin.
In the groin.
So... yeah, I think that was, it was a good, I liked that was a happy ending. I did remember that she lived, but I was like, wow, they really kind of don't make you feel positive one way or another that she's gonna live.
They want you to give up for a minute there.
Yeah.
Now, at the end, you've got Derek and Meredith. And they're in bed, and she's like, oh, how was your day? And he's like, oh, it was so good. I almost want to break this rule that I made because I'm an idiot, but I'm not gonna.
Yeah. And she tells him, she's like, no, don't.
No, she was more like, no, don't.
Oh, no, don't. Wait, stop. Oh, also, right before we recorded, Michael is not someone who is chronically online the way that I am. So I'm like, I see all the things that happen on the internet. And I like know all the TikTok trends and like all the silly viral moments. And there was a tweet the other day that made me laugh a lot because it said, "I hate Elon Musk the way Elmo hates Rocco." And I was like, this is very real. I also hate Elon Musk the way Elmo hates Rocco. And so I said it to Michael and he was like, who is Rocco? Like, why does Elmo hate this Rocco? And so then I had to show him like 10 minutes of Sesame Street lore on why Elmo hates this rock named Rocco. It goes back very far.
Is it because the one girl like acts Zoe's like Rocco's
kind of a bitch
real...
about it? I'm going to be honest. But it's very funny. And like, because it went viral, then like Elmo will go on talk shows and then they'll be like, "Oh, good news. Rocco is also here." And he'll be like, "Is this a fucking joke?" Who would
Elmo
bring Rocco
swear,
here?
Though.
He doesn't, but
I wish
you can tell he wants to.
I wish.
But sometimes they send him on interviews and I swear to God, they tell the puppeteer the only rule is he cannot swear. I like there has to be, because he goes on the late night talk shows and I'm like, straight up, they just give this person free reign. And they said, "Your only rule is you cannot say a cuss word." Like, it's so funny. But there is one where Elmo was babysitting Rocco for Zoe and then his dog Tango takes Rocco in his mouth and runs away. And Elmo's like, "Tango, wait, stop. Oh no, come back." So funny.
That is funny. I remember you're the one who showed me a lot of the viral Elmo stuff.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
I do hate Elon like Elmo. Oh, why would you call yourself the first buddy? That's so fucking dumb. You're a grown adult man. I'm the first buddy. He's just crawling up Trump's ass because he can't legally run for president. And I think he wants Donald Trump to somehow change that rule. And I'm like, this man does not have that ability. Anyway,
also, that would be the worst thing that could happen.
And then, which means it's probably pretty likely.
Yeah. All right. So there's a couple of things we didn't really finish talking about April. And there's
and
Bailey. And then there's that bar scene too we got to talk about at the end. So at one point when Meredith goes to April and is like, "I need you to steal a mouse." She's like, "Okay." When she uses the deep voice to steal from Bailey and she's like, I just need this mouse. Bye." And I'm like, Bailey says nothing. She's in shock.
She's literally like, "This child is deranged."
Yeah. So that's funny. Now, when Bailey finds out about Meredith, she fires April. And I'm like,
"Yeah,
yo, dude.
You have
wild.
No one. Like, you have said everyone else said no. And you will not work with this woman because you're mad about Richard and the other trial."
But she does eventually page Weber and is like, "So something's up and I don't know why."
and he's like, "Oh no, really? I had no idea."
And then Bailey said, "You're so convincing. Would you like a handful of runts?" Like,
what the fuck? So anyways, they talk through other stuff.
Full of
oh, Meredith does she because Bailey does find out that April delegates it to Meredith and she gets really fucking mad. And Meredith is like, "Just read my research." And Bailey's like, "No." And she's like, everyone's a little bit losing their mind in this episode. So then Bailey gets mad because she's like, "Right." And but she's
damn,
like,
"This research is so good."
Research be hopping. Bailey's complaining to Weber and she's like, "Well, I fired April, but I'm not gonna have Meredith on here." And Weber's still like, "I promised Alice Gray on her deathbed that I would care for her child.
Raise her as my own in her absence.
Give her many runs." Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Legally change her name and adopt her as my own. Meredith Weber.
Oh, and then he's like, help will show up. It always does. What?
She leaves the room before him. Are we expected to believe that Bailey doesn't know Weber's gonna just work on this?
She changed the locks on that lab so he couldn't go in it anymore.
Savage.
Yeah.
That was
She's not fucking around.
That was very
French
skibbity,
for savage.
That was very skibbity Riz Ohio of her, you know what I mean?
I don't, because no one can tell me what skibbity is.
Skibbity, it's the peanut butter.
No. Okay. Boomer.
You've got Jif. Oh, sorry. You've got Jif peanut butter and Skibbity peanut butter. And those are your two options. And Peter
there's
Pan.
There's also Peter Pan. Thank you. So, yeah. I think that's really it on the trial stuff. They're just trying to figure out what do you think is going to happen with the trial?
I don't think they're going to cure diabetes.
Oh.
Just like they didn't cure Alzheimer's.
Well, they didn't, but someone might.
I think that ultimately Bailey's going to crack and she's going to let Meredith on the trial.
Her mother's legacy.
Yes.
Okay. Was there anything else on that? Wait, what was the other thing you said we didn't talk about? Oh,
the bar
scene. Yeah.
April is funny. And in that scene, so Lexi is like, Derek is just so cool. And Jackson is like, yeah, well, Mark taught me to brine a chicken today. And Alex says, Altman called me a chicken today. And then April comes up. She yells at Alex, which about time she's finally laying down the law. And says, Alex, you are on nights the rest of the week, and what I say goes. And if not, then you're off the operating board. And now I'm going to drink your drink, and I'm going to go flirt with boys.
Yeah. Do you think she slept with that man at the end of the last episode?
I do. And now she said, I am in my sexual awakening era.
Do you think that actually she did, and they wouldn't even mention it?
I think they're going to retcon it. I think she's just going to go do it, and they're going to retcon it and be like, man, April, ever since Jackson's mom made you bone someone, you've been going off the handle.
Been making your voice deeper.
You've been having more sex than Fitz in his single White era. House.
And his married era.
Oh, yeah. And that time he just cheated willy-nilly on Molly. Holly.
Millie.
Melly.
Jesus Christ.
Cheating willy-nilly on Melly. Dr. Seuss book.
God.
I read
so
Fox and Socks to Marlo last night.
Oh my God, I hate that one so much. I want to
If a Tweedle-Beetle battle has a Tweedle-Bottle pottle and it's...
I hate that one.
I love...
Do you
that's
have
one
the
of my favorites.
Board book or do you have the paper book? Because the board book is way shorter.
No, the
paper. Is shorter, but the paper one is so much longer, and I fucking hate it so much.
Yeah, that one, and there's a Wocket in my pocket.
Oh, I love Wocket in my pocket.
It's great, but the things that they make up, like,
it's funny.
It is funny, but no, Fox and Socks is funny.
And Socks can fuck off.
They can fox off, you know what I mean?
Truly. Okay, so did we have anything else? Or are we good to
let me look here? I'm gonna look
things.
Through my
notables.
I think we did a good job on this one.
Oh, Alex was also rude to the guy in the lab for no reason. Alex is just being rude.
Alex has not been the same. Since Ava, Rebecca, and Izzy.
We've had some good Alex episodes. He had some okay moments when he was with Lexi.
Oh, hold on. There's a scene. The scene that with Derek and Owen and Mark. So Derek goes to Owen and is like, damn, all these residents suck, bro. And Owen's like, you mean like Lexi sucks? And then when he says, I didn't know how good I had it with Meredith until I didn't have her, you made your own rule. You can deal with it.
Also, how did you not know that you had it that good? You already had a very successful clinical trial with her.
Right, right. So when he says, basically, verbatim, I'm a turd bucket with an ego, so I can't have her as my own, like, you
so
just shut
true.
Up, dude. So when Owen says, this was actually really funny. When Owen says, do you know how to read a budget? And Derek says, fuck no, dude.
Like, if it ain't why do you think I quit that job?
Yeah, if it ain't in the brain, I don't even understand if it exists or not. And then Mark walks in with homemade maple ginger scones, and he's like,
and they're
yeah.
dicks about it.
Yeah, they're so mean.
Jesus Christ, these men.
When he hits Owen with the, you know you want to, and hand
and
feeds
it's
him
a good scone.
Scone. It's a great scone.
You're
the way
welcome,
that Owen was seems so unimpressed. Like, dude, it's a scone. It's a... I have it on good authority that it's a very delicate bakery item. It's a pastry of the gods.
It's one of the hardest pastries to make.
Right behind quiches.
And quiches are not that hard.
I thought if you
just
yell
eggs.
At a quiche, they fall apart.
I think you're thinking souffle.
Ah, yes, souffle.
Soufflés are very tricky.
Those are the ones that when you yell at them, they fall apart.
Also, you have to cook them for like 3 hours and then they like immediately fall. It's yeah. Okay, so let's do our Discord questions.
Ooh.
We do not have that many this week. But let's sketch. Zoe would like updated thoughts on Bailey's anger towards Meredith. She says she finds it annoying and thinks that it has become a hindrance to the clinical trial.
I agree. I think this is one of those storylines that will eventually resolve, and I do think it's going to be the resolution is Bailey lets Meredith on the clinical trial. Either she gets on the clinical trial, or Derek's going to have to like let her back on neuro. Like, there's no way that they're going to. She's too good to. Then they're like throwing jabs at her. So I think what they're writing into the audience's mind is. She's being underutilized, and Bailey wants to utilize her as someone who's smart. So I do think that she's going to get on the trial. She's going to be a part of that. But Bailey's going to have to soften eventually.
Yeah. Will any of the residents get 10 bad outcomes? And if yes, who?
Can I add Izzy and George to that list?
No. They are not residents.
Is Izzy still alive?
We were never told that Izzy died.
Yeah, she... Dude, she's going to come back. She's going to come
and
back
do what?
Someday. I don't know, just cause chaos. So, I don't think that any of the residents are going to get 10 bad outcomes.
Okay.
No.
Okay, and then... predictions on if and when Christina and Owen will talk and how it will go.
My wife just set off the ring alarm. It's going off upstairs.
It's hard. I set them off all the time when we first installed them. That's why we didn't have it connected to the cops, because they would have been at my house fucking constantly.
Yeah, no way I'm doing that. So the question was around, I'm sorry, that distracted me. What was the question?
When will Christina and Owen talk, and or will they? And also, if they do, how does it go?
When they talk, it's going to be the divorce conversation. And that will happen before this season is done. This season, season six was the season of the gunshot. Season eight... is the season of the divorce. Christina and Owen and Derek and Meredith will end up divorced. Season 8.
Okay. Put it in writing, Alicia. He said it. Timestamp it. okay.
Any other Discord questions?
No, we didn't have that many this week.
Good questions, guys. A, we remember, love...
Remember, nothing happened this episode.
Yeah, we do. We do. Oh, love
wait,
the
no,
questions.
Wait. Oh, sorry. Oh. Positive outcome aside, was Meredith wrong for secretly influencing Derek on surgery, or because she has Lexi as a proxy, is she technically avoiding stepping the boundary? Yes, I think she is avoiding stepping over the boundary. Derek has no idea. It was very risky, though, because if that woman had died, it probably would have come out.
Yeah, it was
but
risky.
It was Meredith. And I think you're right. Derek would have been like, now we have to get divorced because you killed this woman.
You stuck the knife directly into her brain, Meredith.
Derek loves to not be accountable.
Yeah.
So yeah. That is probably what would have happened.
Yeah. I think at the end of the day, regardless of what their personal outcome would have been if it didn't go well, Derek made the choice to do the surgery, and that's not on Meredith.
Yeah. So, okay. Any other predictions? Something for Mark.
Mark will have sex next episode.
Okay. Something for Miranda Bailey.
Bailey will have sex next episode. No. Bailey, I do think within the next 3 episodes, Bailey is going to let Meredith on the clinical trial.
Okay.
So that is by season 8 episodes 7, 8, 9.
You already said Christine and Owen will get a divorce. Callie in Arizona, anything for them?
No, nothing there. They're cute. I like them.
Anything for Teddy and Henry?
No, we didn't see Henry at all in this episode. I need to see him again. But I'm nervous that this is a stepping stone to them saying that his diabetes is going to come back and that's what's going to kill him.
Maybe he'll get hit by a bus like George. That'd throw
and
you
off. And the name of the bus driver is George.
Oh, that would be Shonda.
Or... it's George's brother who fell on hard times and he became a bus driver.
You know, I feel like I was watching something recently and one of his brothers was in it. I don't know. I've been watching this show on Netflix that is really only okay and not very good, but I'm very deep into it, so I have to finish it.
What show?
It's called Bloodline.
Never heard of it.
It's just about a family. But it's got Kyle Chandler, which is Dylan, the bomb guy that you killed.
Oh, yeah. So well,
he's like one of the main characters in it.
I'm just really glad that he's been able to find work ever since I killed him from Grey's Anatomy.
He is a detective on that show in the Keys in Florida. Not West Palm Beach, though.
What about the Keys?
Or Palm Beach.
Palm Beach, yeah.
No. Nope.
I've also never been to the Florida Keys. I should go. Their pie is great.
It's very nice. Yeah, we went to Key West, and it was very fun. And we rented a boat and went snorkeling, and it was so pretty.
Nice.
And there are roosters and chickens that just walk around everywhere at that place.
Well, yeah, they don't call it the... They put the ca-key-doodle-doo in Florida Keys.
What?
Ca-key-doodle-doo.
No, I don't... Sorry. I feel like I did a poor job with that one. What the fuck?
I tooted a little bit when you said that. Just a little teeny tiny fart came out of my butt.
Oh, funny. Okay. Do we have anything else?
No, let's rate it.
Oh, right. I forgot about that part.
It's a 3.
I was going to say it's a 3 because it's an episode of Grey's and it's fine.
And I had fun with it.
It's not terribly memorable. It was very enjoyable, but it's not like life or death, anything like terribly earth shattering is happening.
Yeah.
I mean, you made a good point. You're like, a lot happens and nothing happens. Like, that's true. Like, nothing happens.
Not like actually nothing. Like, everyone lived.
Everyone lived. Christina and Alex are stressed out. Meredith is like unsure of her future. I think that's really like
April quite
seems
literally
to adjusting.
She's quite literally finding her voice.
Yes.
So yeah,
Lexi's working with Derek. So yeah, I think it's three. It's an episode of Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, it's right there. There's not really any huge shocking moment. There's not anything that's like, oh, no cliffhanger type thing. So
not a singular gut in any singular hands.
Not a singular intestine in the hands.
Although I did see intestines. I did see intestines in someone's hands today.
You did, but not on Grey's Anatomy.
I lived it. I lived the Grey's
Anatomy. I lived it. I lived the Star Wars.
I was about to say I lived the Star Wars.
Okay, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for being patient again this week. The Carmen's house got to celebrate the children illness this time. So that is why we were a bit late. So thank you all so much for your patience on that.
Can I actually tell you this story? This is kind of relevant. Is that okay?
You can. I'm interested to hear it because I know what the story is from your wife. So I'm interested if yours is the same.
I get a call while on the train going home from work. And Jess is like, we need to go to urgent care. And I'm like, okay, well, did you call the pediatrician? To which Jessica says, my mommy instincts are better than the pediatrician's. And I say, all right, fine, whatever. Argument ensues. Now, we get to the doctor. We finally decide on it. We're going to urgent care. We walk into urgent care. This man, the doctor, who is not a day younger than 87 years old, walks in, and you can tell he is war-torn. He's been in the urgent care business his whole career. This guy could have been a 26-year-old man, and he's just been through it. The guy walks into the, like, he's mumbling. He's like, like, Jess is having a hard time. We all know that she's deaf. She's got her hearing aids in, having a hard time hearing him. And then at one point, in the middle of the exam, he stands up and walks out and goes, I forgot my stethoscope.
Feels like an important thing to remember if you're a doctor.
And he comes back and he's like, yeah, definitely need this. Like, right. And at this point now, it's like 10:30 at night. And he's like, can I give your daughter a lollipop? And I'm like, sure, bro. Like, you said the word. I have to let you do it now. And then he's like, I'm going to send you to this place where they fill the prescriptions really quick. And I'm like, okay. And then he just walked away. Didn't say bye. Didn't say anything. He gave us a diagnosis.
Did they do a strep test?
No, they didn't do the strep test.
That's really bizarre.
He just said, okay, all these symptoms, I'm not going to put her through the strep test. I'm just going to get you the treatment plan of strep.
Yeah.
And then go from
so,
there.
So, okay, like a week and a half ago, Jessica was texting me about Marlo being sick in her tummy, and she had called the pediatrician. And the pediatrician was like, well, it sounds like it's just a virus, but keep an eye on it, because like 3% of the time, this is how strep presents itself, is a stomach pain. And I was like,
right,
what? I have never heard that before. And I used to get strep constantly as a kid. So I'm glad that doctor didn't traumatize her. They used to have to bring in like 4 nurses to hold me down to do a strep test.
To do the throat thing, yeah.
Yeah, and I like, I'll give me a shot any fucking day. As an adult, if I have to get a strep test, I have to sit on my hands or I will hit the person. Like instinctually, I will hit them to get them away from. Like I cannot do a strep test to save my life.
Here's the thing. I don't even know. I could have had strep and not gotten treatment and it just went away.
It goaded away.
But like
goaded to my brain.
Is that one of those things that like if you don't treat it, you'll just end up getting cancer and dying? Like I don't know fully.
No, I don't think so. I think it's a virus. It can run its course. It's just painful and they'll give you an antibiotic to speed it up and make sure that you clear it.
I don't like antibiotics. I don't do it. I think the antibiotics are creating the super bugs. If there's not a bone protruding from my limb, I'm not going to the doctor.
But you're giving Marlo the antibiotics.
First off, I would like to be very clear. Urgent care was not my idea. So,
but you're fine with giving her the antibiotics.
No, I'm fine with not getting a divorce.
I don't think antibiotics are that bad. You sound a little bit like Robert Kennedy right now. I'm concerned.
That man is going to go wild on the United States healthcare system. And I'm so glad that we don't have to do any vaccines ever again. Hooray, polio and shingles and mumps and measles. Bring it all back. Make America great again.
Anyways, so yeah, antibiotics are not that bad.
Excuse me.
They serve their place in medication.
Kelsey.
Now, are there doctors who get too excited to give them up at every little thing? Yes.
Yeah.
But sometimes they are necessary and they can ward off an infection from becoming something that will kill you.
Like smallpox.
Or staph.
Hmm.
Anyways, so Marlo had strep throat in her stomach.
We think.
Or something. Very confusing to me. It's just caught me off guard, as I had never heard of that. Anyways, so that's why we are daylight, and we appreciate your patience. Please continue.
And it was also Jess's birthday. So it was like Marlo got sick, then it was Jess's birthday, and then all of a sudden it's Friday.
Yeah. But thank you all. We hope you are enjoying this on your Friday or whatever day you listen to it. And please keep sharing us. People keep finding us. And it's so nice to have new people find us and reach out and tell us that they're trying to get caught up and they're excited. And we appreciate all of you and your support. And it means a lot. And just remember, if you see Carmen on the train or on the streets of Chicago,
remember, there is no spoilers, no spoilies. We appreciate you all, and we will see you all in the next one.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.